Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. 312-981-7200, talk, text, and Triple Play Thursday request. One artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. After the 2:30 news, the co-author of Steve McQueen, Le Mans in the Rearview Mirror, is going to join us. His name is Don Nunley, and he worked on the movie, the classic car racing movie from 1971 featuring Steve McQueen, and he put together a tremendous coffee table book. And we'll talk with him all about that and more after the 2:30 news. We're also going to talk about books made into movies, authors that hate the movies that were based on their books, and your favorite and least favorite movie adaptations of books. So Netflix, it's the beginning of a new month, and we already said rabbit, rabbit, rabbit on Monday morning. Netflix has announced some of the new stuff that's going to be coming up that you can see in May. And you know, since we're talking streaming, if you have Hulu and you are not watching The Handmaid's Tale, you should throw away your TV. That's what I'm saying right now. because the fourth episode debuted yesterday, and I watched it on Wednesday. It debuted, and oh my God, I can't explain how great this show is, how creepy it is, how prescient it is, and how unbelievable Elizabeth Moss is in it. Dan, do you have Hulu?
I do not.
Okay. And I know, Esmeralda, you don't have Hulu, correct?
I don't, no.
Okay. All right. Because if you do, you got to, oh my God. It's worth getting Hulu just to see this show. It's amazing. So anyway, if you've got Hulu, you need to watch The Handmaid's Tale because Elizabeth Moss, the whole show is amazing. It's incredibly well written. It's beautifully directed. It's beautiful to look at. The entire cast is good, but my God, Elizabeth Moss is amazing in it. Amazing. That's on Hulu. We're talking Netflix. I'm very excited because on the 16th of May, Tracy Morgan's Staying Alive is his first stand-up special since the horrible accident he was in. And he went back out on the road and he did stand-up. And I'm really excited about it. It's exclusive to Netflix and it'll debut on the 16th. That's Tracy Morgan, Staying Alive. And then on the 30th, at the end of the month, if you're into House of Cards, season 5 starts on May 30th. The new season of House of Cards begins. So there you go. Let's see. Some of the other stuff that's available right now. If you've not seen Anvil, the story of Anvil. Did you guys ever see this movie? Dan, did you ever see Anvil?
No, I've heard a ton of great things about it.
It's so good. It's like a real life. This is a real story. Esmeralda, are you familiar with Anvil, the story of Anvil?
Yeah, actually, when it came out, I was working with Johnny Beam and I interviewed the guys.
You did? You interviewed the band guys?
Well, I didn't, but he did.
Yeah.
So I got to meet them and all that.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
It was really good.
It's so great. It's like, it really is like a real life Spinal Tap. It really is like that. And you love these guys. When you watch the movie, you're like, you root for these guys so much.
Yeah. And it's funny because I thought it was a joke.
No.
I was like, wait, no, but these guys are real.
Yeah,
like,
they're
I met
real.
Them.
Yeah. No, those are real dudes. Absolutely. Hey, Victor, are you familiar with Anvil, the story of Anvil?
No.
It's so good. It's about a real metal band. They're real guys. And it's very much like Spinal Tap, only it's real.
Oh, wow. Now that interests me. I need to look into this.
It's pretty good, man.
And the music is amazing.
It is. Yeah. They're great. And they're really incredibly, like, guys that you really like and you root for. You know what I mean? That's the key to it. Chocolat with Johnny Depp is available now. A great movie, one of the best movies of last year, now available on Netflix, Don't Think Twice. Mike Birbiglia's great movie about improvisation, about improv groups, and it features the incredible Gillian Jacobs, and Keegan-Michael Key. God, only my favorite improvisers of all time. It's a great movie if you've not seen it. Forrest Gump will be available on Netflix. Happy Feet, the first of George Miller's dancing and singing penguin movies. Love will be available. Also, Malibu's Most Wanted, if you want to see that. What is this, Jamie Kennedy? Richard Pryor, Icon, which is a terrific documentary about, obviously, Richard Pryor. That's also available. Also available right now is Maria Bamford, Old Baby, which I have not seen yet. It's her new special. Maria Bamford, one of the funniest people on the planet. I got to see her live last summer, and she was amazing. And she does really strange things with her very unusual stand-up specials. Because one of her other stand-up specials it took place in her parents' living room, and it was just her parents as her audience. And she did like a 45-minute stand-up special in her parents' living room, and it was brilliant. This one, she goes to a bunch of different places. She's out on the street doing stand-up. She's in a bowling alley doing stand-up. She's in a hospital. And so it's called Old Baby, and if you're a fan of Maria Bamford, you should probably watch it. I haven't watched it yet. And then available tomorrow on the 5th, you've got the new season of Chelsea, the talk show with Chelsea Handler. And that's every Friday there's a new episode. And then Handsome, a Netflix mystery movie. Have you know about this one, Dan?
No.
This is Jeff Garland's new thing.
Oh, nice.
He wrote, he directed it, he's in it. It's called Handsome, and it's a Netflix mystery movie, and he patterned it after like the mystery movies of NBC back in the 70s, only at the beginning of each episode, he tells you who the killer is, like right at the beginning of the episode. So there you go. So the great Jeff Garland, that debuts as well. We got some other stuff, too. We'll get to that maybe a little bit later on. But we got to take a break here because we got the news coming up, and then after the news, we'll be joined by property master of Le Mans and author of Steve McQueen, Le Mans in the Rearview Mirror, Don Nunley. He's going to be joining us right after the news.